We have a couple of special guests with us live via telephone. It's time for our Saracek basketball tournament preview. Many of you are aware of the fact that the Red Saracek basketball tournament is a big deal, to say the least. Brings together a whole bunch of incredible yeshiva high schools from around North America to play basketball, to enjoy Shabbos, to have an amazing experience up at Yeshiva University, and by Monday, to crown a Saracek winner. In addition to one of the members of Max Live, who we're going to be speaking to in a moment, Elliot Weiselberg, our sports director, is with us live via telephone. Elliot, good morning.
Good morning, Nachum. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I take this opportunity to thank you for an absolutely amazing 2013-2014 season, both with our report here at JM and the AM, with Court Report, which is a much fuller and more comprehensive report that goes on every week. You've done an amazing job, basketball, hockey, and whenever possible, you touch on other things as well. We have a lot of people out there.
Much. I really appreciate the opportunity to have experienced this season firsthand.
I appreciate that. We have a lot of people out there that would like to stretch you a little further and get you into volleyball and softball and cross country and everything else that's going on in the Yeshiva
League. The requests have been endless so far.
It really is amazing. Anyway, today is a big one. It's the start of the Red Saracek tournament up at Yeshiva University. Shlomo Weisberg will join us in a moment from Max Live. What are your impressions, Elliot? What could you tell us after you've seen the entire Yeshiva League season? What could you tell us about the big Saracek tournament that starts today?
Well, given the way the season ended with the championship only a few weeks ago, I'm very excited to see if we can repeat that same magic from that last game. You know, the season started off with amazing surprises with Heschel, you know, taking the Meg and David tournament, beating Ramaz, and then you went all the way through the regular season. You had North Shore undefeated. You had TABC almost upsetting North Shore in the quarterfinals, all the way down to North Shore having to come back against Ramaz in the NYHSBL varsity championship. I'm excited to see if we can hit the same level of excitement throughout the Saracek tournament. Generally, in the past, we've had some amazing matchups, some amazing teams come through that tournament and pull off some major upsets. And then you've had some teams who've just dominated the field, and I'm excited to see which way it's going to go this year.
Oh, it's going to be very exciting. Shlomo Weisberg is with us from Max Live, MACSLive.com is how you hear and see what's happening at the Max Stern Athletic Center throughout the entire Saracek tournament. Shlomo Weisberg, welcome to JM in the AM.
Thank you, Malcolm. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Did I read that they're now, because I, you know, I say with as much humility as possible that I had something to do with the very first broadcast from the Max Stern Athletic Center when Saracek was there in the big gymnasium, I don't know, a couple of decades back. Did I read that now you're up to 70 staff members for this tournament?
Yeah, we have a lot of staff. I mean, we have cameras that we have to run. We have sideline reporters, play-by-play, color, we have social media, we have writers, we have a full staff. It's really very exciting.
It is amazing, really incredible. All right, the teams have already been seated. They're coming in from there'll be 20 different schools who are coming in to participate. We know how amazing Sunday is because in the middle of the day, usually you have two semifinal matches, and obviously Monday is championship Monday. What time does Monday's championship start? Do you guys know yet?
Normally around 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
All right, so those 2 days are exciting for obvious reasons. But you'd have to admit, Shlomo Weisberg, there is something very exciting about Thursday. It's the first day. You always get one or two really surprise big matchups that go down to the wire. Would you agree with me that today's a very exciting day up in Washington Heights?
Today is the most exciting day. We've been counting down now for, I think, around a month, every day, waiting for Thursday to start, waiting to see the teams come in, see who's going to surprise us, see who's going to impress us, and start their Saracek campaign off with the thing.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. I see that the EULA Panthers are seeded number one. That's not unusual, right?
Not unusual. EULA, having won this tournament 7 times,
wow,
and having had the most success here, it's no surprise that they have a bye on Thursday, and definitely not a surprise that they're the number one seed.
North Shore, Elliot just mentioned them. Well-deserved seeding at number 2, would you agree?
I definitely would agree. They went undefeated in the Yeshiva League, have an opportunity this year to win 2 championships, having been the Yeshiva League championship and now Saracek. And the only reason they're at the 2 seed is really because they had lost to EULA earlier in the year in the Memphis tournament. So I think North Shore is looking for the opportunity to get revenge from that loss.
I didn't even know our teams get a chance early in the year to early in the school year to face off against teams from the West Coast. Hafter is at number three. The Yavne Bulldogs, is that that's the Dallas school?
That is the school from Dallas, yes.
Is this, I assume this is the highest they've ever been seated at number four.
Actually, they've been seated at number four once before, the year of my senior year in the tournament. They were the number four seed, coming then with a player by the name of David Naxon, a very, very talented player. But they're coming back at the four seed now, and I think they're looking to try and have their best school finish, as up until now it's been fourth place. I think that they want to get above that four seeding and maybe end third, second, or obviously take it all.
Unbelievable. I didn't realize that Dallas had such a good representation in terms of Jewish basketball players from down there. Very nice. Who'd you play for when you were a senior?
I played for Ida Crown Jewish Academy.
Oh, boy. You're the guy to talk to, because Ida Crown, for some reason, don't you agree with this? For some reason, they always make noise in this tournament when they're unexpected to do so.
Well, yes, I would definitely agree with that. Ida Crown comes and, they live for Sarachek. We live for Sarachek in Chicago. So they have a huge fan section that comes as if they're almost playing on a home court advantage. And they always manage to win a game or two, even when unexpected, exactly.
And were you part of that? There was one year where they came out of nowhere and won the Thursday night game completely unexpected. Was that the type of team you were on? Was that what happened your year?
So we were actually the third seed coming in.
Oh, wow.
So we won. The Thursday game was expected for us to win, but then we played against Yule on Friday, beat them, beat Ramaz in a crazy, crazy Sunday game. In 2008, we ended up beating Hague in the championship.
Unbelievable. They actually took home the trophy to Chicago, huh?
It's pretty exciting.
I can only imagine. Shlomo Weisberg is with us. Was there a year when Ida Crown was not invited or something? I remember some story that they were protesting from the Midwest. Am I right about that?
That sounds about right.
You don't want to go into too much detail, I guess.
No, I'll have to be politically correct.
I hope you're not doing any Ida Crown games as lead.
No. Not only should I not do Ida Crown games, I'm going to be front row cheering as loud as I possibly can.
I would imagine so. Any of these seedings that are questionable to you, everybody could see them, by the way, if they go to the teams section of maxlive.com. Anything questionable, or this list looks good going in?
Now, I'd say the one questionable seed I have is MTA at 10th seed, which is understandable, MTA being the host school for this tournament, but they haven't had the most successful season, only winning four games in the regular season. And many of the teams below them, while not playing in the Yeshiva League, have won more than four games in their regular season.
Oh, interesting.
So it's just a question.
And by the way, you know who they're playing today?
I know who they're playing today. I'm excited.
It'll be MTA against Ida Crown. We'll see how that works out. And the Hillel team playing TABC, where's that Hillel team from? Is that North Miami Beach?
Yes, exactly. They're from Miami Beach, and they have come to this tournament before. Their best finish being third place. Their best finish being second place.
Wow.
They were in that semifinal match of the 2008 year. They played against Yula in the semifinals that year.
Unbelievable. Shlomo Weisberg is with us. Elliot Weiselberg as well. Speaking of local teams, by the way, that are in action today, I think the only other one we have to mention would be Frisch. They go up against Maimonides late tonight in what's called the 8-9 game. I'm assuming that those who've set this up feel it's going to be a close one.
Oh, they do. There are two of the best players in the tournament playing in that game. You have Yoni Klausner from Maimonides, averaging 23 points a game this year,
wow,
who has really carried their team on their shoulder. And then you have Justin Hode, who I'm sure is a familiar name for many New Yorkers.
Oh, yeah.
From Frisch, also averaging close to 17 points a game. And many think that while obviously basketball is a team game, that in the 8-9 game, it's really going to be a very exciting matchup of Yoni versus Justin as well.
Very interesting. I wanted to ask you about the players to watch in this tournament. Would those be the two you would have pointed out?
Those would be two that I'd point out. And then, Malcolm, I'm a big man, so it's very exciting for me when I see good big men coming to the Sarachek tournament. And there are really two this year that I've already seen play and really can't wait to see come to the Max Stern Athletic Center. And that's Yoshua Zerman from CABC, who has had a very, very successful year, averaging around 15 points a game.
Wow.
And really being a stronghold for that CABC team. And then JoJo Himmelman from EULA, who is coming to play in his third Saracek tournament and has had much success here thus far. And I know that many, both at TBC and at EULA, are really hoping to see a Zerman-Himmelman matchup. Try and determine who is the best big man in this tournament.
Very interesting. All right, Shlomo Weisberg, some of the crazy basketball people like myself like to plan their Saracek Sunday around the two semifinal games. Have we determined yet what time those two semifinal games will begin on Sunday?
The best of my knowledge, they are at 1:30 and 3. That's when they've been for as long as I can remember.
So they're going to be literally the centerpiece of the day.
Exactly. Everyone wants to see the semifinal game.
All right, 1:30 on Sunday. All right, Elliot Weiselberg, give us the local flavor of all these teams from the Yeshiva League, the one that we know as the Yeshiva League here in this area, going to Saracek. Do you think we have a good shot? Do you think that some of these teams could actually walk away with the trophy?
Well, I'm not looking that far ahead. Right now, I'm looking ahead to the games you just mentioned on Sunday, because if you look at the 2-3 teams,
right,
you're looking at Ramaz and Hafter. I think that would be an explosive matchup. I thought that the matchups those two had over the course of the year, they played three times, twice in the league and once in the Saxon Tournament Championship, where they split the first two, and then the third game was played almost 4 days later, which North Shore came out with the win. I want to see them play again. I think that if the two of them get together, it's going to be one of the best games of the tournament.
Do either? I'm sorry about that. No, go ahead, yeah.
But I think that if something happens and you find yourself seeing a TABC Ramaz repeat, if TABC can upset EULA, can win the first round game and upset EULA in the second round, and Ramaz makes it through, I want to see a repeat of that quarterfinal game that TABC almost won.
It's interesting. When you're coming in from out of town, and Shlomo can give us that perspective, obviously there's tremendous excitement and it means a lot. It's for us in this area, it's a little bit different in that we want to see some rematches and we want to see these teams that have been doing so well in the Yeshiva League advance as far as possible. Lots of excitement, that's for sure. MaxLive.com. Shlomo, give everyone, it's very simple, right? Video and audio all live being done at that website, correct?
Yes, we have video and audio all live on that website. It's really a huge tribute to those who have put in so much time and effort to Max Live, especially the Yeshiva University Admissions Office, which has really helped us grow from what many can remember as only being radio to making that entrance to the video stage as well.
Yeah, and it's pretty clear and nice, and it's done very well. You have some good camera work there, I must say. I guess the students or whoever is at this point in charge of it have been working very hard over the last couple of weeks to perfect the whole system.
That's definitely true. We really pride ourselves on putting the best product out there. And as I'm sure you guys all know, you can only really do that with the full team, from the cameramen to the reporters to the producers. Everyone puts in just as much work, and it's really a special team to be a part of.
By the way, what happens back at Ida Crown? Do they watch the game? Does the school get together and actually watch what's going on in New York?
Yes, definitely come Sunday or Monday, if Ida Crown is still around, the entire school will be watching the game together. But whether Rabbi Matanky, Mr. Harris, the administration, they like it or not, the entire school is watching today's game, and we'll be watching Friday's game as well.
You're revealing what's going on behind the scenes, huh?
A little bit.
They don't got the transistor radios with them, but they'll find out some way to watch or hear the game, correct?
Oh, they'll be on the computers in the library, and I'm sure some of the teachers will even be showing the game live from the classroom.
Oh, is that funny? And, of course, the most important part is that they're welcoming schools from all around North America, representing a whole bunch of states. And I know that aside from basketball, everybody gets to enjoy a wonderful Shabbos and weekend together as well. And I guess, Shlomo, being one who experienced that, you could tell us that it's all in all a really worthwhile journey.
It definitely is a worthwhile journey. I know just, from my experience that it really exposed me to the wonders of Yeshiva University, exposed me to the opportunity of really playing basketball at the next level, having met Coach Halpert on the Saracek Shabbaton, getting to know him and learning about the opportunities that Yeshiva University has to offer a student athlete is really an incredible experience.
Well, today is March Madness for us, both at the Saracek Tournament for the Yeshiva League and for all the schools coming in. It's really amazing. Elliot Weiselberg, again, thank you. You did an amazing job for us. Enjoy Saracek. I hope to see you up there at some point during this weekend.
You will. Hopefully over the weekend, I will get an opportunity to, with with some permission from the Max Live crew to join their squad for a bit, and hopefully that'll happen either Saturday night or Sunday. Unfortunately, I will not be able to make it up today. I have my own March Madness to get to tonight, and hopefully we come out of that victorious. And
that's right. Elliot, who are we wishing luck to tonight? The big championship is tonight.
The Hartora Hattricks are going for the Junior High Hockey Championship tonight in DRS at 7 p.m.
Well, good luck to you. Shlomo Weisberg, to you and your entire crew, good luck. MaxLive.com. It's going to be very exciting all through the weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate your support.
A pleasure. Thursday morning broadcast. There it is, folks. The Saracek tournament begins today, and it should be a lot of fun. Lots of great storylines, as usual. And lots of great reporting and audio and video work. Big yeshikoch to those folks up at Yeshiva University who make all the excitement happen during the Saracek weekend.